to DFM's Last Word on Business with Matt Cooper and Capital Flow, providing cash flow solutions for businesses in Ireland with invoice discounting.
Today FM.
Business News Now with Ian Guide, our markets editor of the Business Post. Good evening to Ian. We had Charlie Weston with us earlier in the programme, talking a little bit about this new idea that the Irish banks have to come together to have a rival app to Revolut. What's your assessment of the likelihood of its success, given that an awful lot of listeners getting in touch with us were quite critical of what the banks have done with technology to date and don't seem to believe that without charging customers a lot for it, they'll be able to offer anything as effective as Revolut?
Good evening, Matt. And if you'll allow me to brag just a little bit, eagle-eyed readers of the Business Post would have known what the banks were up to as late as last summer. That was a story I broke, that the banks had been in talks about this app. And the idea behind it, Matt, as you heard from Charlie, is to speed up payments. And the reason why they're all pooling together is because, of course, the banks have spent a fortune on technology in the last number of years because they've been left behind. When you think of the years of losses that they had, the world of banking moved on, in which people wanted instant payments. They wanted all of these digital apps, and the banks just didn't have any money to catch up and do it. And I think they will probably not make a big bang with this new planned payments thing. I think it will help them speed up payments, that if you want to make a payment from your bank account in AIB to me in Bank of Ireland, I think it might speed it up from maybe 3 days or 24 hours. I can't see it being a consumer-facing app that will really take on the Revolut and N26. What I think it will do for the banks, Matt, is make them just that tiny bit more competitive, in which the normal banking transactions that go on between people paying bills or people transferring money between accounts, it'll make them a little bit more efficient. And what it will do for the banks is, Matt, it will save a lot on the technology cost, because the upgrade of all the banks' IT systems has run into, for Bank of Ireland alone, you're looking at about £1 billion. AIB has spent probably the guts of that as well over the last 5 or 6 years. So what they're probably doing, Matt, is not looking to compete with a Revolut, but maybe trying to make the existing payments infrastructure a bit easier and take out a bit of back-end costs.
It's been suggested to me, though, that there is already an alternative available to them. It's an EU-wide instant payment system called SEPA Instant, which they could all join tomorrow, but perhaps they won't, because that would open them up to EU-wide competition.
It would. And of course, Matt, there's a thing, there's open banking across Europe, where you are meant to give challenger banks or new banks access to your platforms. The UK have rolled this out previously before they left the EU. They allowed other banks, startup banks, to have access to. So if you were a customer, say, of Bank of Ireland, well, you could also see your AIB account on the one app. I think what you're looking at here, Matt, is traditional banks are looking for any way to try and stop customers going off their systems, to try and stop customers maybe taking away their main accounts and taking, say, your current account or your main loan account away from them and going to the challenger banks. That's the only thing they really have right now to keep you there, is a lot of people want their salaries paid into their main bank account. They're not yet ready to break that link with the traditional high street banks and trust some of these startup apps. But for a generation of customers out there, Matt, for anybody who is now setting up their first bank account, they're not really walking into a bank branch the way we would have when we started off in college or in school. They're going online and they're going to one of these banks. And in a few years' time, the big things that banks make money from, credit cards, loans, mortgages, current accounts, there's going to be a generation of customers that won't be getting them from the high street banks.
Okay, and speaking of the banks, it's also interesting to see that the four banks that have come together are AIB, Bank of Ireland, Permanent, TSB and KBC. That Ulster Bank is not there, with the continuing speculation as to whether its parent in the UK is going to dump Ulster Bank. Tell us about the meeting that was held today with unions representing bank workers here in Ireland.
Yeah, the Financial Services Union, which represents staff in Ulster Bank and all the other main retail banks, met with the Junior Finance Minister, Sean Fleming, today. It was a meeting to discuss all of the changes going on in the banking sector, because we kind of forgot about it. I know we spoke about it last year, but there's a huge amount of job losses going on. Voluntary redundancies at Bank of Ireland, somewhere in the region of 50 and 100, a similar number at AIB. And as you said, Ulster Bank's future, a big question as to whether in the next few weeks its British parent bank, NatWest Group, will decide to close down Ulster Bank, which employs about 2,500 people and has 80 branches. And the Financial Services Union pointing out today in this meeting with Sean Fleming, the junior finance minister, that what happens if Ulster Bank goes and we're left with the two banks of AIB and Bank of Ireland, in which the state and taxpayers have a shareholding in, what happens if they are approached about a takeover? What would be Irish government policy towards losing perhaps the independence of one of these banks? What would it mean for personal customers, business customers, branches across the country? So the union, concerned about job losses, concerned about the size of the banking sector, the shape of it, and looking for the government to put together a forum so that all of these issues can be thrashed out as to how secure would Ireland's banking system be? Because it was, if one of the banks was taken over by an international player, well, that really wouldn't be good for the system. And also, if we have a shrinking banking market, what does it mean for competition, for the price of loans and what you pay in interest rates, and for competition generally? So a lot of issues for the banking sector, and they are going to crystallise in the next couple of weeks. This Ulster Bank review, I understand that we could get a decision, according to my sources here in Dublin, that we could get a decision sometime in the middle of February as to whether NatWest Group decide to keep it going. If it was lost, Matt, there would be seismic repercussions for the banking sector.
Now, one other thing I want to ask you about is what I think is an international phenomenon, which is also taking place in Ireland, lower than expected take up of government COVID support schemes for business. What's been going on in Ireland here?
Yeah, and I've been looking at this myself, but there is a story in the Irish Times today reporting on an announcement that was made in Budget 2021, which is the COVID restriction support scheme. So for any business that is closed down during level 4 or level 5, you can access this scheme and it will pay you up to €5,000 per week. So it'll pay you a percentage of your turnover up to €5,000 per week. You'll have to demonstrate that your business has fallen by about 75%, which if you're a pub or a restaurant who's closed right now, that should be quite easy. The government had estimated that during level 5 restrictions, which we were in back in November up until early December, and we've been in them now for almost 2 weeks, that they would spend about €80 million per week for each week at level 5. Well, the Irish Times reporting today that so far just €172 million has been paid out to around 17,000 businesses out there. So obviously a big way short of the amount of money the government has had to spend. Now, they are attributing it to a number of factors. Firstly, we've had, 5 weeks of level 5 back in last week of October all the way through November, and we're only a couple of weeks into the latest level 5 restrictions on non-essential retail. Some businesses may not qualify if they shift online. So if you are somebody in retail that can shift online, you might be doing okay. While your business may be down, you may not meet these criteria. But it does show, Matt, out there as well, I've been reporting figures on some other things the government are doing, such as the credit guarantee scheme, in which the government is guaranteeing loans from banks that the state could be on the hook for up to 80% of losses. They are really struggling to get some of these schemes, to see any wider take-up of these schemes. I think for businesses out there, perhaps they're not aware of them. Perhaps if they're closed, that they are just sitting back and saying, what's the point of claiming this money right now? And then you have some groups, particularly in the Hotels Federation, the restaurants, they want these schemes to say, look, we're losing money even though our doors are closed because we have fixed costs such as bills to pay, we have rents to pay, we have insurance costs to pay, and we want these supports to be lifted by quite a lot. I've seen the Restaurants Association today say they want this COVID restriction support scheme to be doubled from the €5,000 per week. So I think the government have a little bit of effort to do to try and get the take up of these schemes. It's not been as simple as some of the restart grants that gave out last year, where effectively all you had to do was apply to your local authority and a check landed in the post or into your bank account.
Ian Guider, Markets Editor of the Business Post, thank you for joining us.
Today FM's Last Word on Business with Matt Cooper and Capital Flow, providing cash flow solutions for businesses in Ireland with invoice discounting.
Today FM.